On this edition of USU Extension's Ask an Expert, safely cleaning your home after a flood. Many parts of the state have recently experienced flooding. It's important to properly clean and sanitize wet and muddy household furnishings, carpets, clothing, and surfaces as quickly as possible to avoid damage and contamination. Consider these tips from the American Cleaning Institute for Cleanup. Call your insurance carrier within 24 hours if possible. Document the damage with photos prior to the cleanup process. Even if all items are not covered under your policy, it's best to have full photo documentation. Consider calling a disaster recovery expert. Flood water may carry silt, raw sewage, oil, or chemical wastes that can cause a range of bacterial, viral, and parasitic diseases. Proper cleanup methods are critical and require disinfecting, not just cleaning. Consider all water unsafe for drinking, cooking, and cleaning until you have checked with your local health department. Check with local authorities to determine how to dispose of household items that have been contaminated by sewage or that have been wet for an extended period of time. Some locations have regulations and specific procedures for bagging, tagging, and disposing of contaminated items. When cleaning, wear protective clothing, including long-sleeved shirts, pants, rubber or plastic gloves, and waterproof boots or shoes. Take anything that was wet for more than 2 days outside. These items could have mold growing on them, even though you may not see it. Throw out any items that absorb water and cannot be cleaned or disinfected, such as mattresses, carpeting, and stuffed animals. Launder your flood-soiled fabrics when water is clean and safe. Electricity is restored and washing machine has been checked for damage. Throw away any fresh foods that may have come in contact with flood water. All countertops, appliances, floors, shelves, and pots and pans should be washed with warm or hot soapy water, followed by disinfecting. Clean clothes and other water-soaked fabrics. Wet textiles are the perfect breeding ground for mold and mildew. Although your first instinct may be to wash these items in very hot water, high water temperatures may set stains. Experiencing damage to personal property by flooding can be devastating, but knowing there are steps to take to salvage items that have been exposed to mud and debris can help give you some peace of mind.